When Monet painted this picture, he described it as a bad sketch, something that seems quite extraordinary to us, especially because it seems so daring and experimental. Because in trying to paint this bathing place on the Seine near Paris, the bathing spot of La Grenouillère, he had set himself a very difficult task indeed. He was painting out of doors, and as you can imagine, everything in front of him was moving. The bathers in the water were moving, the water itself was moving. One could imagine the rustling of leaves, branches swaying in the breeze, and these boats in the foreground shifting positions all the time. Nothing could have been stable, and there he was trying to capture it in paint. So in order to do this, he really had to develop a new way of painting, a new and very rapid way of painting. And if we look closely at this picture, we can see just how quickly the paint has been applied. There is no attention to minute detail. The whole thing has been sketched in very rapidly, using, on the whole, very big brushes, broad, flat-ended brushes, which give a very square kind of brush stroke. You can see this where he's indicated the highlights, the bright green highlights on the trees, with rapid slabs of paint. It's come straight from the tube. But by the time Monet painted this, he was able to buy colours ready-mixed in tubes. And this made a huge difference in the way that Monet and his fellow Impressionists were able to take advantage of these new paints in tubes when they went outdoors painting. And it enabled them to achieve a much greater spontaneity and speed. For example, the red flowers to the left of the two women on the catwalk are painted with pure vermilion out of the tube. And in the middle distance on the right, you can see a boat which is caught in the sunlight, and there's a streak of yellow added onto the red, which is pure chrome yellow straight from the tube. He didn't stop to allow one layer of paint to dry before he put another on. The process is wet paint on wet paint, almost mixed on the canvas in front of your eyes. He had to do this to achieve what he wanted to do, to capture this moving subject. Of course, things did change, and he had to respond to the changes as he painted. You can see in the top right, a patch of sky with some trees along the horizon, that he's actually painted out some of the trees there, giving us a greater area of sky. The boats, too, shifted their positions. X-ray pictures show us earlier positions of the boats underneath, but it's also visible to the naked eye. If you look at the boat on the left, you can see that there are red streaks underneath indicating an earlier position of a boat, direct responses to the changes of the scene in front of his eyes. And in creating this new way of painting with a sort of shorthand of brush strokes, Monet has fragmented the whole picture surface. We're very aware in looking at this picture of what it's made of the paint on the surface of the picture. It is not only an image of a real scene, something we can recognize, but it's also a wonderfully rich and fragmented mass of brushwork and color lying on the surface of the picture, and he's made no attempt to disguise the means with which it's painted. But it would be false to think that all of this was painted exactly as seen. How on earth would it have been possible, as a painter sitting in front of this scene, to capture exactly what was there? There's also a process of memory at work. The figures on the catwalk, for example, they have been seen, grasped by the artist's memory, and put down in this wonderful, brief manner. They're like caricatures. Look in the middle at the bathers in the distance. One of them is merely a curved stroke, like an S shape, seated on the edge of the river. Although it's such an abbreviated form, we can immediately understand what is being conveyed. And it's not only Monet's ability to observe, it's his ability to capture this in a brilliant calligraphic manner with his paintbrush that makes this such an exciting picture.